As we continue discussing the Shita of the Chasam Sofer that we mentioned at the end of our previous shiur, where Chasam Sofer says that just because someone is a melech and he passes away, that doesn't mean that his son takes over the possession. Melech ben Melech is not automatically, a son of a king is not automatically appointed to the position until he's deemed worthy of the position. And there are, the Chasam Sofer himself, to this concept, brings a number of rayas. One raya that he brings, which is at the end of the Chasam Sofer, is a medrash. The medrash says in Parashas Pinchas that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yifkar Alakeya Haruchos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should point, as Moshe Rabbeinu dies, a new leader for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash, assumed that his children will take his place. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, like Moshe to sover, not like you think, Habe Sharska Yeshua, V'habe Chalak L'cha Kovid, Yeshua was your attendant, Yeshua gave you great Kovid, V'hu Pyrus as Machtzalos, he was the one that set up the Yeshiva, Noitze Taina Yoichel Pera, and Yeshua should be your successor. Says the Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that described the qualities needed for a leader. Ashiyetze lefnehem, v'shiyove lefnehem, ashiyocha lamed neged, ruach kol echad ve'echad, he could lead them, he could deal with the challenges. If Moshe Rabbeinu thought that his children didn't have those qualities, he could have never assumed that his children should be his successors. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu's children were great people. And even though they were great people, still, Moshe Rabbeinu said that, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're not the best candidate. And for leadership, we need the best candidate. And that's what Chasam Sofer says, and that's how he explains our Gemara as well, that just because someone is a melech ben melech, just because he's a son of a melech, doesn't mean that he should be the melech. I saw that Rav Ozner Shlita and the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Dalid Simen Kuf Chof Ches, says that the rayas of the Chasam, this raya of the Chasam Sofer is not that compelling for two reasons. Number one, he says that Yeshua was Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud. We know that Talmidai Kibinai, that one's Talmud is considered like one's son. So maybe Yeshua was a worthy candidate and he's considered like a son because he was a Talmud. Someone, whoever is a stranger, doesn't get the position. Another point that the Shevet HaLevi makes, when we speak about this position of being the successor of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a very, very important position. This is the person that's going to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. This is the individual, says the Shevet HaLevi, who, as we know from the beginning of Pirkei Avos, is going to be the individual that's going to be part of the Messiah of leading Klal Yisrael, and of giving over the Torah Klal Yisrael. So such a job can only be given to an individual who's the best candidate. But when it's not such an important position, even if it's a position of Rabbonis, even if it's a position of leadership, a son comes first. Another raya, the Chasam Sofer quotes is the very famous Gemara, Shloishik Sarmheim, Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah. Says the Medrash, Keser Kahuna, Nitla Aaron Abonov. Keser Kahuna belongs to Aaron and his children. Keser Malchus belongs to David HaMelech. Keser Torah should be given to Kol Mi Sheyaveh Yetzer Yitl. So here too says the Chasam Sofer, when it comes to a leadership, it should go to the best candidate. Again, it's very interesting, the distinction that we discussed in our previous year between Malchus based David and all other Melachim is very well borne out by this Medrash. But then, there's another Raya I saw from the Shaios HaTshuvos Beis Sha'arim. There's a very famous Gemara. This is the Shaios HaTshuvos Beis Sha'arim in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet, where we remember the famous Gemara where Gamliel was the Nasi, and they took the Nasius away from him, and they gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we see that not only, says the Beis Sha'arim, is the best candidate the one to be the person appointed for the Rabbonis, but even if he already got the position, if he doesn't live up to the responsibility, the position is taken away from him. And actually, this position of the Chasam Sofer is based on a psak of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Or HaChaim, Simen Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, with the Shulchan Aruch is discussing there the characteristics and the qualities of someone who should be the Shliach Tzibur. And the Ramah says there, V'shat V'shliach Tzibur Shehiskin, a Shliach Tzibur that got old, V'roitz Limnus B'noi L'Sai L'Prokim, and he wants to ask his son to assist him, Abi She'en Kol B'noi Oirif K'Koloi, even though his son does not have as nice of a voice as he does, in the Malam Mekoyim B'Shad Varim, however, if he is a worthy successor, B'noi Koydim L'Kol Adam, V'ein HaTzibur Yochel Limtzis Boi. The son comes first. Tosh B'Shad, the Ramah saying that the son has first claim to be his successor. Says the Magen Avraham, at the end of this Magen Avraham, says the Kol HaMenuyim, that, says the Ramah, says the Magen Avraham, the words of the Ramah, he says, are referring to a Shliach Tzibur. However, says the Ramah, the Kol HaMenuyim Shem Keset Torah, Ein B'Naim Koymin, there the children don't come first. But the Magen Avraham adds some very interesting words. Ramah says, from the time of Hillel and on, that's when the children go first. What the Ramah means with the what the Magen Avraham means with these words, we'll explain hopefully very soon. So we've quoted the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, who very strongly holds that a son is not necessarily the one to be appointed for the position of Rabbonis, unless he's the most worthy candidate. However, and the Chasam Sofer himself refers to this Rambam, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, it seems that the Rambam over there gives very strong precedent to one son. Let us relearn together, Baruch Hashem, the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Says the Rambam, Kishvamid and Amelech Moshe Nasoi B'Shem and Amishka. And he goes into it Shenema v'yikach shmo as pach Hashem v'yitzik aroy shoy v'yishokeyu. Umeach shemoyshchan hamelech, says the Rambam, after the king is appointed, harez ezoich aloy ulebonav ar oylam. He's appointed his position forever. Shemelucha yerusha. Shenema l'man yorech yomim amamlachtoy hu uvonav bekerev kol Yisrael. He says, once you're appointed to the position, it stays in the family. Continues the Rambam. Haniach ben Katan, mishamrim lo hamelucha ad sheyagdol. If he left a son who's young, they hold on to the position until he becomes an adult. K'may she'asa yoyada liyoyish. V'kol ha'koydim menacha, koydim liyurushas hamelucha. We follow the order of Yerusha. V'aben ha'godol koydim katan menu. And the older son comes before the youngest son. Continues the Rambam. V'loya Malchus Bilvad. Not only Malchus. El kol ashroris. All positions of leadership. V'kol ha'menuyim shab Yisrael. All appointments. Yerusha l'benoy. U'l'ben benoy. Ad oylem. However. V'hu shi'yeh ben m'malam mokum avaysav. B'chochma b'yira. So the Rambam takes the Rambam Pashup Shat is saying that we do follow Yerusha when it comes to appointing a king. Furthermore, if we look in the Ramah in Yerudea, Simon Reish Men Hei, Sif Chafes, says the Ramah, says the Ramah, in discussing here, we're learning Hilchas Melamdim, and says the Ramah, Mishochsuk the Rabbi here, somebody who is the Rav in a city, Avhilo Hichsuk Ba'atzmoy, Bezus Shrora, even if he received this position by himself, Ein Lo Rida Megilosoy, he should not be removed from position. Api shabar l'sham ach gol mimenu. Afil b'noi uben b'noi la'olam koydim l'cherim. So the Ramah is saying a very bechiddush. This person was really never appointed to this position. But he has the position. His children come first. Koydim l'cherim. Kozman shemal mokim avisayim b'yira. Ve'chem chachomim k'tzas. So the Ramah says as long as they have some chachma, it's enough. So, the Ramah seems to say that we go that very strongly, maybe even more strongly than the Rambam, that we follow that Yerusha is a very important factor. And in fact, I saw a very interesting tshuva from the Shailos Tshuvas Ginnis Varadim. He says, Rav Avram Shalom was the Rav of Tzfas, and he passed away. And when he passed away, he only had a son who was a katan, who was still a katan. And they appointed the Alshech, the great Alshech, to be the Rav of the city. Said the child's Tshuvas Ginnis Varadim, there is Shlomo Alkabatz. You know, Shlomo Alkabatz is the composer of the L'chad Lodi, a very great Rav, a very great Mekubal, opposed the appointment. He says that the son comes before Ramosha Alshon. So here we see that when it comes to Rabbanus, the children have a Kadima. So how do we reconcile these different opinions? And how does the Chasam Sofer explain this? So the Chasam Sofer, as I said before, himself addresses this. And he says that it depends what the position is. He says, if the position is a position of Shrora, if the position is a position of leadership, that the main job of the Rav is to be a leader of the community, So if the main position of the Rav is to be the leader of the community, says the Chassam Sofer, that goes Birusha. However, where the primary job of the Rav is to be a Talmud Chacham, teaching Torah, there the halacha is that we don't follow that the children should have kedima. And that, says the Chassam Sofer, is what the Magen Avraham meant from Hillel's time and on. Because, says the Chassam Sofer, from the time of Hillel and on, it became the job of Rabbonim and Klal Yisrael not so much to teach Torah, but rather to lead the community. When it comes to leading the community, it's the position is more similar to the position of a melech, where Hilchos Yerusha are applicable. So I saw that Rav Volzner, in that tshuva we quoted earlier, says, if we look at Rabbanim nowadays, on one hand, this concept that the Chassam Sofer is now introducing, that the Chassam Sofer says that we found that if the position is primary, a position of leadership, then Hilchos Yerusha apply. He says, Bizman Azeh, Rabbanim are not primarily leaders of the community. Rabbanim's main job is to teach Torah. So the Chassam Sofer that agrees that if the job is to lead, then the halacha is that they should lead, then the halacha is that we follow Yerusha, that might not be Bizman Azeh. On the other hand, the Shevet HaLevi says that Bizman Azeh, most Rabbanim are the individuals who actually not only teach Torah, but they're very involved in the establishment of communities. And since, he says, they're so involved in the establishment of communities, and if not for their involvement, the community might never have gotten established. So he says, if that's indeed the case, it might be that the Rav, when he passes on, since he was so involved in the leadership of the community, his children deserve to continue in that position because of that activity that he established the community. So the Shevet HaLevi is not quite sure and certain how to establish and understand the Tshuva of Chassam Sofer as it's related Bizman Hazeh. What he says, basically the Chassam Sofer says this as well, both in that longer Tshuva in Shas HaTshuva's Chassam Sofer Simen Yud Beis and the next Tshuva Simen Yud Gimel. He says that certainly if the job of the Rav is primarily to lead the community, not as much to teach Torah, there Hilchos Yerusha would apply. And then the Chassam Sofer goes on to say, he says it more in Simen Yud Gimel, that as long as the son of the previous Rav is somewhat qualified, even if he isn't necessarily the best candidate, but he's a decent candidate, and the fact that he's also a son gives him kedima to that Rabbonus. There's interesting tshuva. There are two tshuvas in the Divrei Chaim about this subject. One is in Chelek Yerideya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Beis, where he says that it's impossible for us to force a community to take an individual who doesn't want to be, that the community doesn't want. So even as he says that there is a mitzvah perhaps to appoint the son before anyone else, still says the Divrei Chaim, if the community doesn't want that individual, he should not be the Rav. Particularly, he applies a concept which is very often applied in Chayshe Mishpat. And that's the concept of Kimle.
that when we have a dispute, what, and there's a legitimate halachic position, you could say that that's the position I follow. And certainly, as we learned in our shiur, there is certainly a legitimate halachic position, it's the Chassam Sofer, very much based on this understanding of our Gemara, that there's a strong halachic basis that you need not appoint the son. And since there's a strong halachic basis that you need not appoint the son, the community could take that position and the son would not get the position. It's also interesting that there's another tshuva in the Divrei Chaim. This is in Chai Shemishpat, Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Beis. And he says that everything that we're discussing here is about Rabbonis. But when it comes to a Admor, when it comes to being a Rebbe, a Chassidish Rebbe of a community, there certainly the fact that one is a son of the previous Rebbe does not mean that he should be appointed to that position. And he actually quotes background. He actually quotes historical background to prove that point. He says the successor of the Baal Shem Tov wasn't his son, Reb Tzvi, rather it was his Talmud, the Mizritcha Magid. The Mizritcha Magid's successor were not his sons, but his Talmidim, the Noam Elimelech, the Ma'arei Nayim, the Kedusha Slavi. And the successor of the Noam Elimelech was the Chayzal Lublin, the Koznetz Magid, the Abderov, Remendel Rimanover. And therefore he says, when it comes to Chassidus, it should certainly be given to the best individual. Furthermore, most Paiskim are of the opinion that even if there is a concept of Yerusha by Rabbonis, that's only regarding a son. However, a son-in-law, the Paiskim, the Chassam Sofer, and the Avni Nezer and Chelik Yerudeya, Simon Shin Yud Beis, certainly does not have a claim because he's a son-in-law.